Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Look at this vibe
we got going on. All right, good morning. Welcome to another bright, sunny start. Believe it or not, if you're on, you know, at least from Rochester East, we're going to get some rain today here on 99 The Buzz, Spaziano City. It's okay, though. It's okay. I'm Scott Spaziano, you're Sandy Waters. And here we are for Live Audience Thursday.
Oh, I love Thursdays.
Ready to go.
Yep. We invite you in the studio with us to finish out the show. So at the 8 o'clock hours when our listeners come in and be the third mic. So if you ever want to join in on the show, reach out to me, Sandy, at RochesterBuzz.com, because I don't know if it's on the website or not. Yeah. They keep putting it up, taking it down, putting it up, taking it down. I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, just get a hold of us. We'll figure it out.
Just find us. And then you can come in.
It's a good day. You know, it's a good day because I do take showers on Thursdays, which is wonderful. And right now the sunrise is here, but then it's going to cloud up and give us rain, light to moderate rain, maybe even up to an inch in some spots today.
Oh, dear.
That's right. We're going to get through this because tomorrow clouds to sun 76, and it's just going to go up. See you next Tuesday. 90 degrees.
What? Oh, my gosh. For next week?
93 on Wednesday. Yeah.
Wait, when's 4th of July?
Saturday.
Oh, 4th of July is on Saturday?
It's the lead up to 4th of July weekend next week. It's going to be amazing. Amazing.
So for 4th of July, I know it's a little out there, but it looks like good pool party weather.
It's not going to snow. Let's put it that way.
Wow, you really set the bar high.
I know.
We're not going to have snow. Okay. You'd be a great weather guy.
So I almost lost my dog yesterday. I did lose my dog for 5 to 7 minutes, which is as long as 7 minutes of my life. I'm trying to get her to expand her horizons. So I went over to pay my contractor, Joey. Right, Joe? Uh-huh. He's been in the studio. And I'm like, come on, you want to go for a ride? Right? So we went and over to his shop, which is kind of like in an industrial area.
Okay.
You know, there's a bunch of garages and office things. It's like construction equipment and, you know, gravel and the,
yeah.
So we go into his shop. He's got the garage door open. He's got his trailer in there. He's got a little loft above. All these places have like little stairs that go up. So we're up in his office and the dog's sniffing around.
Oh, you brought the dog up in the office?
Yeah. It's a garage.
He doesn't mind.
Yeah,
he doesn't mind?
Oh, no.
Okay. Do you have to ask?
No, he brings his dogs there all the time.
Okay.
So he's like, ooh, Maddie. They became friends over the last 3 months.
Oh, yeah.
So we're talking. She's sniffing around and silent dog. Doesn't make much noise. All of a sudden, I look around like 90 seconds later.
Oh, dear.
Gone. Gone.
You're
Maddie!
Oh,
you know, when you're caught, like, my dog's name is Madison. You know, it's not like I'm calling, like, Brutus!
You are...
I'm in a construction area with all these construction places.
How do you lose your dog?
And I'm yelling, kid. I'm yelling for... I'm like, Madison! Madison!
So we run outside.
It's very feminine name, obviously. So we go outside, and Joe's looking to the left. Now there's, like, creek and woods. Maybe she took off after an animal. There's a guy getting out of his work van. I'm like, have you seen like a little blondie-looking dog?
Oh, my God. You start chaos wherever you go.
Couldn't believe it.
Joe's got a job to do. He's looking for your freaking dog.
So we go all the way down, maybe 5 or 6 garage doors down, office things. It's open. And there's the dog in there. And there's a guy up in his loft going, we're dog-friendly here. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
How does it happen to you?
I don't know. I should not trust my dog now.
You shouldn't trust you.
What do you mean me? It's not my fault.
Yes, it is.
The dog was up in the loft with us.
It is. It's your fault.
Okay.
It's your fault.
Just saying. And I'm like, I told the guy, Joe's like, Joe knows Jill, my wife. He's like, she would kill you.
Oh, she would. I'm like, you can sleep here.
Like,
please don't tell that. Don't, if you know Jill, his wife, don't share this story with her because she's going to be like, there's my husband. Ladies, stand back. He's all mine.
6 o'clock coming up, top of the hour on the Buzz. Morning.
Spaziano and Sandy.
Hey, you. What's up? It's Thursday morning on 98.9 Buzz. Scott Spaziano, Sandy Waters. And you want to be on a TV show? So you remember a couple weeks ago we were talking about the TV production that's coming to town that's actually written and produced and directed by a local guy, Nick DiBella. It's called Abilene, and they approached me about a month ago. It's like, hey, can we use your radio station to film part portion of a TV show? I'm like, yeah, sure.
And so, Scott was like, yes, of course, record me. Are you the star?
No, I'm not in it.
What a bummer.
I know. Well, we have an opportunity for anybody listening right now who wants to get in on this. This is a family-friendly story about a gal who is working her way up in the music industry. And, of course, she has to visit a radio station, right?
Yeah.
So we're using the Buzz Studio.
Yeah, but who's the on-air personality? It should be us. We should have been a shoo-in in that spot.
Nah. They need someone better looking than us.
Come on.
They told me that.
AI makes, AI can do amazing things.
And limited budgets don't.
Come on.
So here's a casting call. Anybody from that's listening right now that wants to get in on it, go to Facebook and go to Two Sue's Casting, 2-T-W-O. Because these two girls named Sue, they both do good. But yeah, it's taping here, and they need a whole bunch of people for a concert scene.
Okay.
So they say, get there at 4:30, pack a picnic-y thing, have fun with your friends. There's going to be raffles and all kinds of stuff to keep people going. And
where are we going to be?
It doesn't say, but you have to go and sign up on the website.
Oh, and then it'll probably tell you?
Yeah, it'll tell you, and they'll send you an email with the. That's what they do in TV. I only know this because my wife is doing this stuff too, right? Actually, she does. She's in a couple of scenes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, she got the spot and you didn't?
Correct.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
The show is about going to a radio station. You don't get that spot. And she gets a gig. What is she playing? What's her?
She had a background part in a bar scene.
Oh.
You know where they're taping the TV? One of the episodes.
Yeah.
A lot of them at Shoots Apple Farm. Remember they came in?
Yeah.
They're taping it there. It's all about this girl's on her way to Nashville, and she stops, and her truck breaks down, and now she's stuck in this little town.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, from the group of all y'all being there, they need like hundreds. So anybody, don't think you're not going to get in. If you sign up, you are in. It's for this Saturday at 4:30. And from that group, they're going to be picking the featured roles for future scenes that are being paid. So this is an unpaid gig. You're just going to get on a TV show for free.
Mm-hmm.
But you might be chosen to be in future scenes.
Okay.
And they'll pay you for it. So that's pretty cool. So
I love it.
Go to Two Sue's Casting Locations and on Facebook, and you can find the sign-up sheet. There's a sign-up sheet for that and other scenes. They're taping all the way through August.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
How cool is
that?
Huh?
We didn't get our
we
break.
Didn't get in.
Maybe you'll get your break.
Yeah.
Break into Hollywood.
And one of our Buzz fans were there, Donna. She and Jill went to this thing and they both were in on it. So we already have some of our Buzz fam in this TV show.
It's called that's cool.
Abilene, and you can look it up on YouTube. You can see the pilot there. So go to Two Sue's Casting and Locations on Facebook.
Very cool. Okay,
cool.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, sometimes when new businesses open up, we're like, do we really need that? Do we?
Do we?
Yeah. I don't know. There's a new business opening up in Fairport or in Penfield on Fairport 9 Mile Point Road.
Okay.
Do we need it?
All right. We'll talk about it next. Spisano and Sandy. Buzz. What's up, Key Ray? Door Dasher. Came by the house again yesterday. Says he listens right about now. Want to say morning, bud. Thanks for coming by. Key Ray's a big fan of yours, Sandy Waters.
Oh, you do a lot of door dashing at the Spisano household.
Sure do, man.
Key Ray, did he invite you in? Come on. Invite him in, have a cup of coffee together.
He's busy. He's got some more dashing to do.
Okay, here's a question. Sometimes when we get new businesses in town in Rochester, we get excited. And sometimes we're like, do we need that? Like, I don't get this business. Maybe it is something I should go to because it's like really good and excited. I don't know.
What business?
Smoothie King will open its first location in Penfield on Fairport 9 Mile Point Road.
Come and kneel before the king because we call him Smoothie. That's all I could think of is our friend we used to call Smoothie.
Oh, yes.
I could just see him with a crown on going, what's up, guys?
It's going to be between Panera Bread and Burger King.
Uh-huh.
July 19th is the big grand opening.
Can you have a king next to a king?
I don't. Oh, how about that? I don't know anything about Smoothie King, though. Is this exciting? Are we excited for this? Because they're going to also look for a couple other locations.
Hmm.
Greece and Henrietta.
So is this a chain?
I'm not sure.
Right?
I don't know anything about Smoothie King. Is this one of those businesses where it's like, do we need it? Or is it like, oh my gosh, this is very exciting.
Intern Aiden, I see you shaking your head. Have you heard of it?
Yeah. I've heard of Smoothie King. Number one, it's awesome. It's delicious.
Ooh. So what is it? All healthy? Or what kind of smoothies
are we talking? Not necessarily. You make your own smoothies.
He's like, not necessarily.
So they had one. I had it when I was in like middle school. We went on a trip to DC, and it's like the Ronald Reagan building or something like that. Okay. They had a bunch of restaurants and stuff down there, and they had a Smoothie King, and I tried it. It was awesome. It's so good. It's like Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
Okay. So you make your own smoothie like Yo Lickety, where you made your own ice cream?
No, it's like, have you ever had Tropical Smoothie Cafe?
No.
She doesn't get out much.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, well, have you?
Yeah.
So like they sell like fancy stuff too, but they just make the smoothies.
Yeah, you tell them what to. Yeah, you say I don't want.
They
this,
have a
this
giant menu of different flavors and stuff.
I'm not
it's a lot
big
of fun.
In this. I'm not in the big smoothie girl. I'm not a big smoothie girl.
Yeah.
Are you a big smoothie guy?
No, I'm not.
I can't even see you drinking a smoothie.
No, I drink smoothies. I'm not a big smoothie girl either. I mean, I make them. They're pain in the ass.
Okay,
to me.
Here's the question. You know? Do you drink it out of a straw or the cup?
Oh, yeah, a straw. Definitely a straw.
A straw?
Smoothies are okay out of a straw. Anything else, not very manly.
Okay, yeah, so it was just... Yeah.
You can't look manly when you drink it out of a straw.
What does it matter? We're in 2026. It doesn't matter. Okay, so we're excited. Then everybody in Penfield's pretty stinking excited about this.
I'm going to go.
Is this one of those, like, seven brew where there's a long-ass line?
I don't know, but it's more of like a down south chain.
Uh-huh.
So it's like kind of like how like Raising Cane's isn't here yet. It took us forever to really get Chick-fil-A's stuff like that. So it's just one of those kind of like just not cool chains that's starting to make its way.
There you go. Smoothie King, July 19th, grand opening. Penfield.
Yeah, we'll look forward to that. It's coming up on 6:30 now on 98.9 The Buzz in Spisano and Sandy.
Is this a gift that only a wife could give her man?
Man, what our boss told us yesterday made me so uncomfortable.
What he got for Father's Day, it's like, oh, no way.
Yeah.
If you give this to your wife, she'd probably kill you.
Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I don't really get that awkward too much. I'm usually oblivious, but it was the most awkward, uncomfortable conversation we had with our boss
with
over Zoom yesterday.
Our boss! Listen, I think this is a gift that only a wife could give to a husband. I don't think this will go the other way around.
Why do you say that?
Yeah, if my husband ever gave me this gift, I'd be like, no.
Well, you know.
I would be like...
You wouldn't even give it to him because it's probably too expensive.
I don't know if I would. So our boss is the best, Dan. And he goes, oh, yeah, you know, we're asking him, like, the first Father's Day, because he's a stepdad now, just got married. Like, first Father's Day, what'd you get? And he goes, well, you know, my wife, she gave me a... Mile High Club. Ticket to the Mile High. Did you know that was a thing? I did not.
I did.
Actually, did I know it was an actual business? Like, there's an actual website you log on to and you buy a ticket for just a private jet, just you and whoever.
Yeah.
The pilot, there's a drape between the pilot and you.
Mm-hmm.
The pilot has noise-canceling headphones on.
And then when the seatbelt light goes off, it's all yours. And then you, when you're finished with your liaison, you go up to the pilot and tap him on the shoulder.
You have to tap him on the shoulder.
Like, all done.
Because he can't. That is just. So my, our boss was like, oh, wow, that was good.
We were like,
what? Like, if you gave that gift, by the way, $1,500.
Yeah, $1,500. You get a limo to, this is in Las Vegas, okay, which makes sense. $1,500, you get a red carpet up to the jet, the whole package. It's a really high end.
Did he say, like, how many minutes the $1,500 gave him?
I don't think because they go by the minute. It could be
5 minutes, we're done.
Well, yeah, that's why you got ticked on.
Like, now what do you want to do? If you gave this to your wife, what would her reaction be?
I think she'd like it. I think she would like it.
Call her. Absolutely not.
No, it's too early. I'm not going to call her.
Call her.
No, it's 6:45 in the morning.
I want to know. I don't think she would be like, oh, would she find it like, oh my God, this is the most romantic gift ever.
Who says it's romantic?
Oh, what is it then?
It's fun. It's awesome. It's daring. It's like sexy, right? Let me ask the 20-something over here. Aiden,
Aiden, Maddie, do you think this is a good idea? Yes or no?
No.
Yeah.
No.
What?
Even Aiden says no, and he's a young 20-year-old.
Why?
Maddie?
Unequivocally no.
Why?
Yes, thank you.
That's just ridiculous. Number one, it's a really funny gift and really funny that that business even exists. Number two, I think the cherry on top for me is having to tap the pilot on the shoulder.
Yeah, that's the weird part.
That can't be
that's
doing
terrible.
That. Yeah. Now, if my husband gave me this, I'd be like, what are you doing?
You need to, like, throw a switch. Like, there's got to be a light or something.
Just click a button.
Yeah. You want to have this be a gift.
I would love it. Are you kidding me?
But you're a 60-something-year-old man. This ain't going to happen.
So? What's wrong with you? Miss Virgin over here? Oh, my God.
Have you ever had a sexual thought before? How long would your flight be?
My flight would be... Ladies and gentlemen.
What if we jumped on this bandwagon?
What do you mean?
Because the Mile High Club must be a bucket list thing for some couples.
Absolutely.
And if it is for you, 818-2899, if you want to join in on the conversation. But what if, like, a bucket list for somebody is, I don't know... getting intimate in a radio station.
Sell the bench up front. There's a bench with a guitar on it over there.
Like right here at the studio.
You wouldn't let anybody do that.
Listen, with things that happen in radio, it's fine.
Hey, how about this?
We've worked in worse conditions.
How about like anybody's got a really nice big boat up on Lake Ontario? Would you rent it out to someone who wanted to bump uglies?
Would you?
Would I rent it myself?
I don't even like that phrase. Don't use that phrase.
Bump uglies?
Yeah, nobody says that. Maddie, do people say that?
What do you want me to say? Have sex?
No, don't be awkward now. Now you're being awkward.
All right, so would you
rent out the boat?
If I owned the boat, sure, yeah.
I would not.
Why not?
No. No.
Why?
No, I don't.
Yeah. Sex is dirty.
You get diseases. I don't know how. Well, yours could be. I don't know what you do.
Where are you getting at here? Have you ever had sex on a boat?
No, I have not. Have you? Oh, okay. Have you ever had sex on an airplane?
No. Isn't that illegal?
In a pool.
Isn't it? What?
In a pool. Oh, in a pool. Oh,
camper.
Yeah. Well, yes, a camper, of course. Yeah.
We have a camper.
Okay,
outdoor on the beach for all to see. Oh, my. In the lake? Oh, not in the lake.
That's dirty.
At a Chuck E. Cheese.
At a Chuck E. Cheese? No!
At work.
At work?
Oh, come on. You so have at work. I knew you when.
I did.
Oh, you didn't? Never?
No.
Okay. Well.
That would have gotten probably.
Do you need us all to leave and do you need to call your wife?
If I called her, she would deny me for like 3 months if I woke her up right now. She's up so late. So there you go, Mile High Club. Let's get one going around here. Just, you know,
okay.
We'll put one on a tugboat and gives it a whole new meaning.
Okay. That's a good out. Okay.
Thank you.
With someone caught on the ring cam in Greece, mm-hmm. has neighbors terrified.
All right. Got it coming up over the top of the hour. Stay there.
98.9 The Buzz.
Oh, yay! Yeah, it's Thursday morning on 98.9 The Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy. Live audience Thursday. Calm right now, but it's going to rain later. You know?
Yeah. This is the time where we invite you in the studio with us to finish out the show. And mm-hmm. in the studio already, we have a whole bunch of people. We have Maddie and Aiden. Yeah. They're helping out the show. And mm-hmm. Emmy. Welcome to Emmy, too. She's in the studio hanging out with us.
Hi, Emmy!
Hi!
Okay, so with somebody caught on their ring cam in Greece has neighbors freaked out. Would you be freaked out or would you think this is cool? There's some thoughts going on in your mind right now.
I would think it'd be cool.
I knew you would say
cool
that.
Cool with caution, though. I wouldn't be freaked out.
I would be freaked out.
I mean, if it was any other... I don't go ahead.
I am freaked out. Yeah. So the DEC confirmed it. Mm-hmm. Now, this was caught on the ring cam of somebody on Delwood Road, which is around that Dewey Ave Ladder Road area.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the DEC confirmed it to be true. A bobcat was caught on the ring cam.
Rawr. Rawr.
Now, it ain't a mountain lion like it was in the city last year. Was it last year, that whole mountain lion
thing?
Yeah. But this is a bobcat. Bobcats are generally not a threat to people.
Right.
They're actually... But you already knew that?
I did.
They're actually fairly common across New York, mm-hmm. although most people never see one because they're secretive.
Oh, yeah.
And mostly active at dawn and dusk and overnight.
Yeah. Yeah. That's when the rabbits are out. So they go get the rabbits.
So what? Oh.
I know.
Don't say that.
I know.
So why is this one out now?
I don't know. What time of day was it?
I'm not sure. But it was, it didn't look like it was dark in the ring cam footage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't. Does that mean it's sick, lost? Like, why is it out? Is it?
Was it foaming at the mouth? Was it erratic?
I didn't see its mouth. I didn't see it being erratic.
I didn't see the cam shot of it though.
So they say if you see one, mm-hmm. this is what
run
they
away!
Say. No. This is what they say. Quote: if you see one, enjoy the sighting from a distance and do not approach.
kitty. Do you see these people on social media that have these bizarre exotic animals?
I want a fox now after I watch those videos.
I know. They're so cute.
Oh, they're so cute.
I don't know. Is it legal to own an animal like that?
I don't know. And any of these stupid influencers, I don't know what they're doing, if it's legal or not.
I want an axolotl. They don't bite.
An axolotl. I didn't even know an axolotl was a thing until Ellie told me.
Yeah.
You're 6-year-old.
Yeah. There's an axolotl song, and they don't bite, you know. So, no, I did encounter a black bear. Scared the living crap out of us. We were like 15 feet away from it. We're up at the end of Lake Ontario, right at the beach, literally.
And you were with your wife then, right?
We're in a golf cart.
So how protective, like, you know, you get those moments in life. You're a man. You're there to protect.
Yeah.
You see a bear, Scott screams like a baby.
So what did I do? I floored the golf cart and sped away. Problem is, the bear ran right alongside us and sped away too.
He's supposed to go the opposite direction.
I couldn't.
Not
it was
the
end
same
of,
direction.
Well, it would have been the dock. The die we would
go jump in the water.
Nah, bear swim. This bear took off, ran around, ended up going to the end and crossed over what would be like the Charlotte Pier, but this is in Fairhaven. Literally jumped into the outlet, swam across, got up on the other side, and went to the toward the Fairhaven State Park. So they had to call the state police, and they like told everybody to stay where they are and don't move or run away or something. It caused quite havoc.
Are black bears? Like, if they don't feel threatened, are they going to do anything to you?
I don't think so. No.
If it's a mama bear, right?
It was a younger bear, and they were afraid the mama bear was around,
okay,
so she would, like, come
is.
After you.
That's
yeah.
what it is.
So, yeah.
Okay,
so we're like, bear!
So bobcats in Greece. Anyone else have, like, a crazy, weird... Like, I've never been that close to a bear either, besides the zoo. I don't have a wildlife crazy story. I want one.
Come over to my side, man. I had deer yesterday.
Well, deer isn't wild,
I had
crazy stories.
Wild turkey. I mean, I don't have any wild animals other than like normal wild.
You had wild turkey in your backyard?
Yeah, we had like 12 of them one day. It was walking through, pecking at the grass, you know, rocking in a line. That was
I need
cool.
a cool story. Anyhow, bobcats can leap up to 10 feet in a single bound.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see this bobcat wandering around in Greece,
mm-hmm.
they can climb trees and swim.
Oh, yeah.
So don't try to hide. In the water. Do you think they'll go back floating in your pool like ducks?
I don't think they
You know how some people like are so frustrated because ducks get in their pool?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. They might go after a duck in your pool, though.
Their hearing is so good, mm-hmm. they can detect a mouse moving under the snow.
Cool.
That's creepy.
That's cool.
I don't want the Discovery Channel in my front yard. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I did see what I thought was a bobcat that had. I was driving to work one morning and there was a roadkill on the side of the road.
Oh.
And it the paws on it were like the size of
my
hand.
Could you imagine hitting that, being the guy who hit that?
Yeah. Well, it's not as big as a deer, but it was still like, whoa. And by the time I came back, it was gone. So they must have gotten it. So, yeah, keep an eye out for bobcats in Greece. All I can
Fantastic.
Think of is Bobcat Goldthwait. Remember him?
Hey, Bobcat Goldthwait. You remember that comedian?
Anybody in the room know what he's talking about? Manny,
no.
Aiden, Emmy?
No.
That was great. That was a good reference. Okay, coming up, Jerk or Justin. I knew who you were talking about, though. I'm embarrassed to say I knew who you're talking about. Coming up, Jerk or Justified in about 10 minutes. Is it okay to hit on someone at a funeral? Because apparently, it's a thing.
It's a thing. Stay there.
Spisano and Sandy. 27 years of waking you up.
I would call Scott and be like, Scott, can you play this song for me? If it was a Madonna song or a Belinda Carlisle song or whoever it was, and be like, so I could tape it. And we would make tapes. My friends would all get together. We'd make tapes, and then we would give them to our boyfriends or our families or our friends or whatever. And it was just so fun. But I totally remember doing that in like middle school, high school time frame.
The morning show you grew up on is now on 98.9 The Buzz. We all have those moments.
Yeah.
Was it wrong or was it right? Let's find out on Spisano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
Right here on 98.9 The Buzz.
Jerk or Justified, is it okay to ask someone out if you met them at a funeral?
Ooh.
Nearly 70% of Gen Z and millennial daters say they would be open to going on a date with somebody they met at a cemetery.
Ooh.
And just over half said somebody at a funeral or memorial service. They would ask them out for drinks.
Wait, you find that weird? I find that normal.
You?
Sure.
Wait, you do?
Yeah. You meet someone?
No, you don't do that at a funeral. People are crying and you're trying to hook up.
Yeah, but
I don't like that.
I've been to enough funerals where people like go, oh, okay, and they pay respect to either the urn or the casket, and then they sit there and talk. And then they sit there, oh, who's here, so-and-so? Oh, you're so-and-so.
And
nice
they
to meet
cry
you. You're
on
so-and-so.
My shoulder, and then all of a sudden, love.
Vulnerability.
Sparks fly.
Vulnerabilities.
Oh, so wait a minute. Did you ever pick up anybody at a funeral because they were vulnerable?
No, but I've seen, like, when I was single, if I went to a funeral and I saw somebody there that I didn't know that was hot, I'd be like, wow, that's cool. And I went and talked to them.
They're preying on the weak and the sad. She's vulnerable.
No, family's off limits. Like, the grieving family's off limits. It's just the people that come in to pay respects, they're on limits.
Oh, okay. When you said family off limits, I'm like, I hope so.
Right.
Like, you're not going to date a sister or cousin. I took that the wrong way when you said that.
Yeah.
You meant the immediate family.
The grieving family.
You can't.
Nah, that's tacky.
Oh, but now anybody, it's tacky.
Hold on.
Okay.
You're putting this into a giant bowl. Inside the funeral home,
yes,
there's people you can talk to,
okay,
to flirt with, and people you can't.
Yeah, but with Jerk or Justified, it's one or the other. You can't do the splitting of the hairs. So you have to say, is it Jerk or Justified to pick somebody up at a funeral? 818-2899.
Going to take the next calls. The next two that come in, the first two that come in, I've got a pair of tickets to a concert in Syracuse. You're going to see the Guess Who with special guest Don Felder, who used to be with the Eagles Hotel California. 818-2899, 818-2899. Either way, you win. Call us up, Jerk or Justified.
It's the ultimate judgment zone. Yep. Spisano and Sandy's Jerk. Justified.
Right here on 98.9 The Buzz, and we have another person in the studio getting ready for live audience Thursday.
Yeah. Tyler, lucky you get to join in on this. Tyler from the 80s is in the studio. So here's the trial if anybody is just joining us now. We're deciding, Jerk or Justified, is it okay to ask out somebody when you meet them at a funeral? Because apparently nearly 70% of Gen Z and millennial daters say they'd be open to going on a date with somebody they met at a cemetery.
Hmm.
And over half said they would ask somebody who they just met at a funeral or memorial service out for drinks.
What do you think?
So Jerk or Justified.
Yeah.
We'll go to the calls. Think about it, Tyler. 818-2899.
All right, let's do this. Hello, The Buzz. Jerk or Justified.
I think it's a jerk.
You think it's a jerk to hit on somebody at a funeral?
Yeah.
Doesn't that even sound wrong coming out of your mouth? It doesn't feel wrong to you saying it, Scotty?
No.
Okay. It's because, I don't know, it's hard to, I don't know, just like you said, they're vulnerable.
It's weird.
They're sad and it's weird. Yeah, you don't want to hit on someone new.
Yeah.
Well, so are you.
Scott.
So are you.
You're
there because you're sad too, huh?
There's certain times to be, I don't know, going after someone.
Yeah, time and place. That's not
time.
The time.
It's respectful, and that's just not the respectful time and place to do it.
You must be Gen X or older.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, because Gen X and older don't agree with this, but the millennials and Gen Zs are all about it.
So if you're 48 and, you know, you're single and a 48-year-old guy comes up to you at the funeral, oh, Jack was a great man, wasn't he? Yeah. And then, like, you get talking and you kind of, like, thinking, you get getting a little vibe. And then you're like, hey, what are you doing afterwards? You want to go have a cocktail?
Yeah, but that's the last thing I'm thinking.
I went afterwards. If it was anything, I'd, like... maybe contact them after.
Oh, okay.
Like,
yeah.
Or try to get a hold of them like way after.
Yeah.
Facebook stalk after.
You get digits.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. All right. Who's this? What's your name?
Christine,
you got a pair of tickets to see the Guess Who with Don Felder coming up on July 7th. Congratulations.
All right.
All right. Hold the line. I got to get your info, but I got to take the next call. Stand by here. And this one here. Hi, DeBuzz. Good morning. Jerk Justified.
Justified.
Yeah. I agree.
Have you done it?
I introduced a couple 10 years ago at a funeral, and they're still together, and they're the best men in my life.
See?
Wait a minute. You did it at the funeral?
Well, I kind of knew that they would be perfect for each other, and then at the funeral, they finally met, and... Yeah.
You got Grandma crying in the corner, and here you are playing matchmaker.
No, it wasn't like that at all.
No.
It's a celebration of life.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, Sandy goes to funerals where they all wear black and just cry on the casket and stuff.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I always feel guilty laughing at the calling hours. I'm like, oh, my God, don't laugh. This is not supposed to be
a fun
moment.
I want you to laugh when I'm dead. I want you to laugh. Not laugh at me, laugh with me.
Okay, I will.
Sandy, my parents are off the boat like yours. Uh-huh. I've been to the worst funerals on earth. So I get it.
Where Nona throws herself onto the casket and won't let go.
Aw, that's a sad moment.
And what's your name?
Viv,
guess what? Pair of tickets to see the Guess Who with Don Felder from the Eagles in Syracuse on July 7th, courtesy of Live Nation. Congrats. We'll put you on hold and get your info, okay?
Thank you.
All right, hold on.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm putting my tally under jerk. Scotty, you're putting your tally under...
Justified.
Okay, so Tyler from the M80s, you are the tiebreaker, my friend.
Oh, nice.
Is it okay to ask someone out if you met them at a funeral? Jerk or justified?
Let's break this down. Okay. The way I see it, so I'm looking back at my 20-year-old to 30-year-old self,
mm-hmm.
before phone apps.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
And I might have kind of leaned towards justified only mm-hmm. because we didn't have the tools
right.
that they
oh,
yeah. do now. You
right.
know, you can't swipe left, swipe right. Like, yeah, they can now.
Any opportunity you can
right.
get.
There, right. There's other places that people can yes. go
you
to
have to
try
seize
to
the day.
Right.
Exactly.
But now, in 2026, when we got those tools, what
joy.
Do we say? Jerk!
He said joik!
Verdict is.
Damn it!
Jerk!
Yes. Oh, yes!
Yeah,
closed!
Yeah.
Jerk! Justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
Yeah, man.
Well, even though it would mm-hmm. make for a good story, because when you do have, like, you're married, there's always a fun story to tell. That would be an interesting one.
There's got to be a we met at a funeral. There's got to be.
We met over Grandma's casket.
Yeah.
You know what
right,
I mean? Like,
right.
yeah. Okay. Coming up on the show, we got Live Audience Thursday. So just after 8 o'clock, Audience Thursday, M80s. Best Buddies is coming in, and they'll join us, too. We're
going
to do Keep It PG.
That's
Are you ready for
fun.
That?
I'm ready. Let's go.
Hang on. We'll do go over the top of the hour on the Buzz.
98.9 The Buzz.
Oh, boy, here we go. Raise your glasses. Here we go. Okay, 99 The Buzz. Here we go. Thursday at 8, the crowd's in the mix. The Buzz fam's here. Bring in the kicks. Game's on the mic. The vibe's feeling great. Sign right up and do not be late. Go shots in the studio for Live Audience Thursday.
Some shots are water, of course, because some of us have to work.
Thank you.
Tyler from the M80s is in the studio with us.
Thank you.
Lindsay and Tiffany from Best Buddies
come
in the studio with us. And of course, there's a big concert at Eagle Vale tomorrow night. Doors open at 6. M80s is performing. Buy merch, and the merch is very cool. M80s merch, IDE, Family of Dealerships merch, and all the proceeds go to the Best Buddies.
Yeah, now.
Look at that love in the room. I love it.
Oh, God. So, oh, Tyler,
wait,
thank
I forgot
you
to
for...
drink my shot. Hold on.
Oh, come on. Honey. Do it. That's a sip. You got to do the whole thing.
No, I did. Okay, hold on.
Hold on. Come on. We did the okay. THC spritzer a couple weeks ago.
It didn't do anything to me. Nothing. Nada.
That's unfortunate.
I know.
See, I don't. Tomorrow. It's fine. See, I did twice.
I am such a goody-goody. I don't, like, this is the only thing I drink ever.
I didn't want to realize. I
don't do any of this stuff, so I'm like, oh, it's going to hit me hard, right? I was nervous. Nothing.
It's like Sandy's like, I don't feel anything. I'm like, oh, God.
I was ready to fake it. I'm like, I don't even know. How do you fake drunk? I don't know.
Anyway.
Lindsay?
No. I'm always faking drunk, Sandy. Every day of my life. Trying
That's
to survive.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming in, guys. We're going to have some fun this morning.
Now, we got to play Keep It PG in a few minutes here.
Yeah.
And there's going to be two of you that are going to play, and one of you is going to be the judge. Tyler, don't try to cheat. He's trying to look at these. Hold on a second. Wait, okay.
Right.
So this person, Tyler, you get to pick who the judge is. The
Sandy's
other
got
two,
pieces of paper here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yeah. The other two have to play. Okay, ready? So Tyler?
Pick one,
This is
just
the
pick
judge.
One. Just straight up judge, yep. All right. Who's the judge?
Oh, Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Let's go.
We knew it.
Let's
go.
I'm here for it.
I kind of think you would have been good at this game.
I am going to crush this game.
Okay.
I can't wait to judge everyone.
Okay.
Keep It PG is coming up in about 10 minutes.
All right. Spizzano and Sandy. It is live audience Thursday. I'm 98.9 The Buzz, Spizzano and Sandy. Our guests today include Tyler from the M80s and our friends Lindsay and Tiffany from Best Buddies.
Yay! And there's a concert tomorrow at Eaglevale. Doors open at 6. M80s will be performing. You can buy merch, the M80s merch, with the I Family of Dealerships, and all the proceeds go to Best Buddies.
Yep, help them out. It's now time for Keep It PG.
Hey. Are you guys ready? Now, if you're new to Keep It PG, here are the rules of the game. You cannot use the same answer someone else gave. You have to answer immediately, no more than 5 seconds to respond. The most creative gets the point. So not necessarily the most PG, not the most practical, it's the most creative. And the most important rule of everything is you have to keep it PG. Tyler, you're going to kick us off. There's 3 rounds.
Second thing that comes to mind.
Yes. So Tyler's playing. Lindsay's playing. Tiffany, you are the judge.
Yeah. Thank
Scotty's also playing. And we do have a tiebreaker if we need to go there. Okay?
Okay.
Are you ready, everyone?
Ready.
I'm ready.
Play
I'm
along
ready.
If you're listening, too.
Okay.
Name something you really have to open wide for.
A big Italian meatball.
Oh, good one, Tyler. Lindsay, name
the dentist.
The
dentist.
Ah.
That was good. That was good. Scott Spizzano. Keep it PG. Name something you really have to open wide for.
Your house when you're selling it.
Oh.
Open house. Open wide.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we're following.
Okay, Tiffany.
We're following.
She's going to say meatball. I guarantee she's going to say meatball.
Yeah, right. Carnivelli. It's meatball.
Meatball.
It's meatball? Okay, Tyler's on
meatball
the
ball. For the first one.
As soon as I heard meatball, I knew I was done for.
Round two. Tyler, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Name something that feels good when it goes up and down.
The moving horse on the merry-go-round.
Oh, damn you.
Okay, horse on the merry-go-round.
Oh,
Lindsay,
hand gesture.
Keep it PG. Yeah, nice hand gesture, Tyler. Very good.
I'm going to say my bank account, because if money's coming in, it's going up, and if I'm buying something I like, it goes down.
That was a good answer. That was a good answer.
Both of you.
It's terrifying me.
Keep it PG. Name something that feels good when it goes up and down.
When I'm flying my hang glider, and I catch a thermal, and then it dumps me out on the other side, and I feel like I'm going to die.
Okay.
I don't know what's
okay. Tiffany, you're the judge. Who gets the point?
Well, the hand gesture was nice, but I'm going to have to go with the bank account.
Yay! Yeah!
Scott, you're going to get the next one.
Yeah.
Okay, it comes down to this one. Scotty, you could tie it up right here.
Okay.
Tyler, what is something that gets longer when pulled?
Oh, jeez.
Taffy.
What is it?
Taffy.
Lindsay. Something that gets longer when pulled.
5 seconds, Liz.
I have no idea.
Come on, keep it real, sis.
A dog leash.
Scott Spizzano.
This is a terrifying game.
For the point to tie up the game, and then we have to go to the audio tiebreaker. What is something that gets longer when pulled?
I'm editing.
I know,
so
I can
bad
tell
in my head, okay, and it's keeping me from coming up with an answer.
Come on, you got this.
Please stall for a second. Say it again.
Okay, you got this. Keep it PG. Something that gets longer when pulled.
My leg.
Oh, man. I guess we're not going to the tiebreaker. Tiffany, who gets the point for that one?
I don't know.
That took so long. I forgot the other two answers. It was
Taffy.
Oh, dog leash. Oh, wow. These were all horrible answers.
No, there's nothing. There are no other answers than that, except the one that you can't keep PG.
Tiffany gets the point and wins the game.
Cool.
I think it's going to be Lindsay.
Yay, Lindsay!
Lindsay making her 7-year-old son very proud right now.
Hi, Louie!
Lindsay wins.
Yay!
Wow, that was awesome.
My leg.
All I could think of is you're pulling my leg. Stop pulling my leg.
That was good. Yeah.
All right. It's coming up at 8:30 on 98.9 The Buzz, Spazano and Sandy. What my daughter did to me yesterday?
It's the most humiliating.
Not excusable. Inexcusable.
Yeah, but you let her. You let her get away with it.
I was coming. All right, I'll tell you the whole story next on The Buzz. Stay right there. Okay, push that. 98.9
The Buzz. Give it up for Live Audience Thursday.
On 98.9 The Buzz, and no doubt, Tyler from the M80s, you should see him do it. Gwen Stefani's amazing.
I know.
His version.
I know.
Man,
we should just not play the music from the computer and just, Tyler, you sing the whole damn thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
it'll be a show in itself.
If you love The Buzz music, then you'll love M80s.
M80s, yeah.
So bummed I miss you guys at Del Lago.
Yeah, we missed you. We missed you coming out and introducing us.
Yeah, I know, man. Yeah.
So Tyler from the M80s is in the studio. Lindsay and Tiffany from Best Buddies is in the studio. Every Thursday, we invite you to come in and just finish out the last hour of the show. So if you ever want to come in, let me know, sandy@rochesterbuzz.com. But there's a big deal going on, big concert tomorrow at Eagleville, 6 o'clock, doors open, buy merch, and the proceeds go to Best Buddies.
Yeah.
But before we get there, we have to get to the most humiliating, embarrassing moment.
And I can't believe I admitted it to her. Like, this happened to me. So my daughter had, is the word petulant? What's the definition of petulant?
Why are you throwing around big words
because
for?
She was just unbelievably, like, so mean to me. She didn't want to leave her girlfriend's house, all right?
Okay.
So she's
six years old. Yeah.
They had a pool party. First day after school, you know, school's out. So I go to pick her up. I was like, it's like 4.5 hours. So I go pick her up around 4 o'clock yesterday. And
that's a long time at a friend's house.
She's well, a Kelly, reason.
I would have left her there.
Oh, my God. The mom is
living there. I'm a 6-year-old, and they would have left her.
No,
how long
Kelly,
can you keep her?
Kelly's like, as long as you, it's because she's got 3 daughters, and they all play. It's like, she just has to go. Yeah,
okay.
Right, yeah. So I'm like, come on, it's time to go.
I don't want to go.
I'm like, well, obviously, none of us want to stop playing, but she got worse and worse and worse. Like,
at
in
the
front,
house?
In front of the parents. Now, we're friends and stuff, but still, it was awkward.
Oh, that's humiliating.
Dude, I'm serious.
And you probably were standing there like, come on, honey.
I know, with a smile on my face.
You have to use, like, the intense parenting. Like, we're going now, and we're going to like it.
Yeah, right.
Right now.
Give me some advice here.
Are you listening?
Help me out.
What did you do?
Eventually, well, I mean, Kelly was like, she got it because she's got 3 girls. She understood. We tried all the negotiation tactics, and I was like, okay, girls, everybody's going to get us, you know, like a frozen yogurt stick or whatever. Ellie, what kind do you want before you leave? Oh. Right? So she got the strawberry one.
Oh, so it's mom who had to step in and help.
And then, yeah, right. And then
I see.
And I'm like, come on, it's time to go because Kelly needs to yell at her kids too. She's like, yeah.
So we get outside.
Yeah.
Wait, you said that?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go so Kelly can yell at her kids?
Mm-hmm. Well, I said it to Kelly, not to Ellie. You know how you like a joke around with your friends and it's time to go.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I don't know. Lindsay and I are judging you for that. But
so we get outside and Zach, her husband, who teaches like shop at another school, he's just getting out of work. It's like the last day of class for him. He's coming in and Ellie has this melty meltdown. She threw the ice cream in his yard.
What?
I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Get her in the car. She starts melting down so bad. She starts throwing stuff at me in the car. I'm like, listen, you got to stop this right now. I said, listen, we're going to get home and you are grounded. You're not playing with your friends for the rest of the afternoon. You got to go inside. You realize you can't do this. She gets out of the car and we get in the driveway. She's got all this stuff, swimsuit stuff, flippers, snorkels and stuff. She runs in the house. I'm right behind her, slams the door, locks it on me.
Ooh. You're locked out?
Locks me out of the house.
Oh, wait, she physically turned. I mean, she's 6 years old. She's a smart kid.
Yep.
She had to physically lock it.
Deadlock.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Done. Done.
What
happens? Did you go back to Kelly's house? Hey, I got locked out.
It's safe inside. However, I am not.
No, I did what any father would do.
Which is?
They called my wife.
Oh, yeah. Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And what is she supposed to do?
Nothing. She was
the negotiator.
She's in Buffalo.
The negotiator.
No.
No?
Luckily, the front door, she didn't reach the front door in time. So I was able to get in. I got a thumb lock.
Oh, my God,
I walked in and I said, she's like, I hate you. You're not my father. I don't want to live with you anymore. Yeah, baby, my best. I'm like, oh, my God.
Wait, maybe, are you really not her father? No, I'm just kidding.
Sandy called me during the meltdown. I'm like, can I get one of your patches?
Hormone replacement thing. That's what he's talking about.
Oh,
okay. Anyhow.
So what? How do you?
Oh
Tyler,
my God!
Anybody?
That is embarrassing. Anyone else experience that where your kid's having a meltdown at someone else's house?
On a daily basis.
And it's on a daily basis.
Oh, Lindsay knows.
Here, talking to your mic. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
On a daily basis. Really? But I'm a very Tiffany will tell you I'm a very stern parent. So like when I tell you something, it's gonna be with a smile on my face. But we're going and we're gonna go now.
And he listens.
No, God, no, they don't listen. Neither of them do. But I'm doing the right thing here, right?
Yeah.
But I think you're negotiating with a terrorist. So,
exactly.
You can only give so much.
Right.
Because you give too much, then that's, I wouldn't let her out of the car.
Right.
Because you know what's going to happen. It's going to go carry. I can't let my kids out of the car.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, you got to know your.
But
where you're at.
How did you get her? Did you end up picking her up? How did we get her in the car?
Coercion.
Did you leave a trail of money or candy?
No,
are we doing?
As Zach was walking up, I said, oh, say hi, say bye to Mr. Zach. Okay, say thank you for the ice cream. Thank
as you bumping her into the car.
And as she got to the car, she whipped the ice cream in the yard.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, dude, stop. Come on, get in the car. Nah, and I'm buckling her and she's kicking and screaming.
That's crazy.
You know what?
Nothing works with these kids.
This was just because she was having so much fun playing.
Yeah,
she didn't. Kelly tried to feed her lunch and she wouldn't eat anything. She was too busy playing.
She was hangry.
She had the hangries going.
Moral of this story, we have college kids and a senior in high school in the studio with us. Is this birth control or not?
They all said no.
Yeah. Okay. Maddie says yes. Aiden.
No, I'm not scared.
He's down for it.
I was terrible, so.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right.
I've got four siblings. I think no. I think I'm used to it.
Yeah.
I'm nannying this summer. I'm nannying later, too.
Oh, okay.
I'm used to it.
So you're getting
tips. Does she want more nannying jobs?
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
do you want a nanny job?
Oh, yeah.
You've nannied before?
Yeah. I babysat since, eighth. I mean, I've been changing diapers since I was eight, honestly.
Okay, so what would you
three
have done
or littler.
when little one melts down like that at a person's house?
I mean, with my siblings, it's obviously different because I can be a little more stern.
Mm-hmm.
But with somebody else's, one of the kids I'm nannying, she's 7 months old.
Oh, boy.
So she...
She's not having a meltdown.
No, but she always needs to be held. So I think the hardest is when you're managing more than one kid and one's crashing out, right?
Yeah.
So yesterday, one of the kids they're doing trick shots, right? Throws the ball against the garage, hits the other one in the nose. The second time she got hit in the face, right? And there's the baby. I've got the baby over there in the tent, right? Who is outside? I'm trying to watch all three.
That's it.
And then she's crying, and I'm like, how about we just go inside, right? Because he wants to stay outside and play. I'm like, how about we just go inside? We can play.
So you had you had to learn juggling before you did nannying,
right?
Okay, gotcha.
Right.
The Buzz.
Yeah, 98.9 The Buzz, Pizzano and Sandy, live audience Thursday. Clap for yourselves. Clap for yourselves. Yeah.
Every Thursday, we invite you, the listener, in the studio with us. So today we have Tyler from the M80s and Lindsay and Tiffany from Best Buddies.
Hey, now, you're playing Bell tomorrow night, right?
Tomorrow, yes.
Tomorrow night. And
six all ages outside.
Mm-hmm.
If it rains, we're going inside.
All
so
right.
It's rain or shine.
Sounds good.
It's going to be a great show.
Awesome.
It always is. It's always packed.
Yeah.
You have yet to see the M80s, which I'm assuming everybody has already seen them. But if you haven't, check out the show. It's
you'll
awesome.
Love them. You'll be fans forever. And Best Buddies, you guys are benefiting from all this, too.
Yes. Yeah. We have an amazing partnership with M80s and iDealerships.
Mm-hmm.
And so anytime you buy merchandise,
guys at this concert. It comes right to us and goes to support our programs.
Great. Now, tell everybody what Best Buddies does. And so, you've been on before, but we have new people listening.
Well, we just celebrated our 10-year anniversary, so that's crazy because I think this is one of the started doing the conversation.
Yes.
So we work in the community to make individuals with disabilities and their families feel more included. Mm-hmm. So we work with the families when they're getting a first diagnosis, helping them through that process. We work with school districts to make them more inclusive. Mm. But the biggest thing is we just want people to feel like they're supported and everything is free.
Yeah.
So anything that someone is getting services-wise from us is free. And that's a big deal in this world because everything is so expensive.
Yeah.
And we just love what we do and we get to spend time with amazing people and make the world a little bit more inclusive.
So how does anybody out there listening help? Or anybody's in that community?
They come find us. So New York at bestbuddies.org, and we can give you a million ways to get involved. We're so excited to work with the M80s because I was a newbie to the M80s, and I was shooketh by the incredible talent, but also just how supportive the community is of that so wonderful.
Yeah.
And IDE has brought us under their wing, and they're helping us with some other things in the next couple weeks. We're doing a turtle race at Thirsty Turtle, where we're going to race some turtles. They're very fast. We interviewed them yesterday, so look on IDE's Instagram, Best Buddies Instagram, because they're going to have some interviews with the turtles.
Now, fundraisers are so hard to do. Like,
they're terrible.
You follow in the category golf tournaments get boring. Yeah. You want to do something different. Turtle race. That's awesome.
And that's like how we roll. We want to work with people that are in the community doing great things. We want to partner and work alongside them. Like, again, it's fun for us to come to the Emmys. We get to watch the concert. We get to meet the fans. We get to do things and sell cool merch.
Yeah.
We get to watch turtles races. Work with new people and meet new people and watch turtles run off a
plane. Yeah. And a shout out to the IDE dealerships too, because they are very cool with creating these moments where can support.
They see
it.
They see a need in the community. They jump on it. They see somebody doing good work. They partner them with a nonprofit. Yeah. And that's very rare that someone wants to do all that work. So they are incredible to us.
Absolutely. Well, thanks you guys for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. So awesome. So in the meantime, I guess we got to...
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
You make room for the commercial-free 98 straight minutes of Buzz Tunes for your work day to start it off.
If you ever want to come in on Live Audience Thursday, just reach out to me, Sandy@RochesterBuzz.com. You can always reach out to us on socials, too, 98.9 The Buzz. If you missed anything from the show, to hear the sexy Tyler from the M80s on the podcast over and over.
Wow.
Wow.
What a lead-in.
Hello.
Do you have problems?
Is this PG?
You know what? He was going to show up with heavage today, but he said he was going to class it up a little bit.
Yeah, right. Oh. Yeah.
Anyhow, that's when you just open up the... okay.
You're going to do some heavage?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's male.
There's a lot happening in here.
No chest hair.
Did you hear about heavage? That's it right there. Scott and Tyler.
That's what it's called?
Yes. Heavage. Anyhow.
Oh, we're unbuttoning things.
If you miss anything from this show, just go to the podcast, Spisano and Sandy, or The Breakfast Buzz, wherever you listen to your podcast. But right now it is time to say, we out.
Yeah, that's right. We out like that poor popsicle my daughter whipped on the ground. Oh, God. See you. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Rochester's longest running morning show, Spisano and Sandy. Weekday morning starting at 6. Only on 98.9 The Buzz.